genuinely forget that's an option in my car, so I can never do it.
Yeah, same with
fills
white,
me with
same
a white hot rage here in the
radio. Hello, welcome to Buena Vista, episode 413. Oh, I'm Theo. Oh, and I'm waking up in this beautiful king-size bed, sitting up. I'm nude, obviously, but I'm very tastefully covering the lower half of my body with the sheet. What did I do last night? But I can hear the sound of the shower in the next room, in the ensuite. Maybe this will provide a clue. And as the shower stops, out walks Andrew with a towel wrapped around his waist. His
don't give them this.
Masculine body rippling with water. Andrew, did we? What happened last night?
I don't know, but I needed a thorough shower.
Yeah.
Needed a scrub. I needed to exfoliate.
You're feeling a bit dirty all over.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I couldn't say exactly what happened, but I can feel that I had been coated in like a thick layer of sweat.
Yeah.
From my tongue to any part of my body. Salty as fuck.
Beautiful. It's lovely to see you here too, Andrew.
You too. Have you noticed that some of my chest hair has been going grey?
Oh, that makes you... I think that gives you a real erudite look.
Yeah.
A real look of erudition.
First time.
First time? First time?
New time. New out loud word.
Erudite?
Yeah.
What did I say? Erudite.
Yeah. Erudite.
Erudite. Yeah, first time out loud.
Oh, we need a word for that. Though. Yeah, like a first gesprechen or something. I bet there's a a German compound word for that.
German word.
You've been reading it for your whole life, and then you don't realize until it's too late, until you've said it at a dinner party and everyone's looking at you like you've crawled out of a swamp.
Oh, well, I better weirdly segue to the next person.
Funny.
Yeah, right.
That was good.
Now, with the lack of the shower noise, I can hear something else, some movement in the house. It sounds like eggs sizzling on a fry pan. I know that sound. Lucy, are you making eggs out there? What did we do last night?
I know that sound.
I know that sound. It's Lucy cooking eggs.
I'm just here cooking eggs.
Breakfast.
I don't think I'm involved with whatever else went on.
No, I don't think so either.
I'm just here to cook.
I think I do remember you stayed up all night playing COD.
Yes.
On the PlayStation.
I've been out here playing Call of Duty, just team deathmatch, 8 hours, and now I'm making eggs.
Yeah.
For me.
For you.
Sorry, just from me. This isn't a shared experience.
Yeah, I think those are the last eggs.
Yeah,
as
there's
well.
Just two.
Thanks,
sorry,
Lucy.
So.
Yeah. But Lucy's finished on the eggs, which means that the lack of the fry pan noise has revealed a second shower coming from a second ensuite. And out steps Ben, a towel around his waist.
What's happening, brother?
Beautiful body. Yes. Ben, what did we do last night?
I think we all sucked and fucked each other, except for Lucy, who was gaming.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
I had the headset on, so
she
didn't hear
she had
anything.
A gamer's
you guys could hear
on.
Me.
She's happy in her zone.
Yeah.
I was
saying
all the a lot
slurs
of slurs.
She was yelling out.
Every now and then we had to pop out for a glass of water, and you're giving us that smile.
Yeah.
You just.
Well,
and you can picture in your own mind's eye what that smile is.
Uh-huh. Well. You guys don't mind if I go to the toilet while you're here, do you? Because I mean, we've already seen
there's
everybody.
There's two en-suites.
It depends. Are you like number one, number two? Can you go a little up?
I think it's number two.
Like which en-suite is furthest away?
Why does it have to be another en-suite? Couldn't it be just a freestanding bathroom not attached to a bedroom?
We only have en-suites in this house.
I think a more important question is becoming, what did you eat last night?
Oh my God, have you seen that? Have you guys been on Blue Sky or like the Discord?
Don't talk through the ensuite door. Well, we can talk later.
Wait, are we doing this at your house? Because you don't have a door on your ensuite.
Sorry, that's right. There should be reverb. But have you seen the news?
What are you doing?
Have you seen the news? There was a shooting at...
Oh, I don't like those ones. Come on.
Yeah. In Utah.
All right.
I think I heard something about it.
Can I just break this one down a little bit? So we've all woken up in the same house together.
Strong implications.
Set on the morning that it was that Charlie Kirk got shot.
What?
But also you have diarrhea.
Kirk got shot? I hadn't gotten that far yet.
So many layers here that I don't understand how they go together.
Two on
It's just life is just life is just like that sometimes. One on each side. Yeah, it's with a throuple.
No door on either.
No door on either.
And you've only got en-suites, so I had to come in the night like you guys were doing whatever you were doing, and I was like, sorry.
Doing the smile.
Sorry.
Excuse me.
Still got my headset on. Sorry. Yeah.
Lucy's fourth big can of White Monster has finally hit. I can't keep putting it off.
That's right, though. You guys were making a lot of noise.
Do you have a way to land this one, or are you just kind of hoping that we just
landed?
Sort of? Okay. Oh, we've already passed the denouement?
Yeah.
Whatever disgusting food Theo ate last night to give him a bad case of the shits might have come from a menu. We talk about menus on Looks Like Menu's Back on the Menu.
Looks Like Menu, back on the menu, boys.
This comes to us from KTVI in Missouri. Missouri restaurant swamped with fake menu items.
No, I want to eat them.
Yeah.
Well, they're not real.
Fuck.
And they've been swamped.
They're swamped.
Do you imagine them?
Swamped?
Stefanina's in Wentzville, Missouri, has been in business for over 25 years, serving customers and becoming a staple in the community for its homemade dishes.
Mamma mia.
But the mom-and-pop business has recently come across a peculiar problem, something even full-time manager Eva Gannon wouldn't have expected.
Gannon?
Gannon. That is correct. It involves Google AI displaying items on the menu as well as specials that don't exist, and it's confusing employees as well as frustrating customers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I hate this. I hate this so much that even the good people of Wentzville, Missouri, the mom and pops of Wentzville, Missouri, 25 years, Stefanina's,
and they, all of a sudden, they ain't never had to handle
Gemini's
anything like this.
Saying it's got fake menu items?
Yeah. Gemini's, Virgos, Pisces in there.
I mean, Gemini's are all liars, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's the AI overview. The AI overview is doing it.
Yeah.
That's Gemini.
I feel like people should be just like trained out of this, right? You arrive at the restaurant and you say, hey, can I have the, you know, whatever's come up?
Yeah.
And it'd say, no, you stupid fuck. What did you get that from? Do you believe the AI?
Yeah. I think you might
have
to.
If someone said I saw this on AI, you would say, oh, you're stupid. You're not smart.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
It's just lies. Like, it's just made up. Is this the first time, like, experiencing this? Have you not been paying any attention?
Do you think we would have had $5 biscuits and gravy?
Yeah.
In post Joe Biden's America? Are you fucking stupid?
Yeah. Maybe just a short, sharp slap to the face from the waitstaff.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
When you ask one of the fake menu items, whap!
Yeah.
And if you need to ask for clarification, just another one.
I think the waitstaff should do, you know, the bit in Midsummer where the guy's like tripping balls and having a bad time sitting at the table and he's trying to ask for help and the guy sitting next to him just claps in his face?
Yeah.
I think they should do that. Oh, I'll get the $5 biscuits and gravy. Big clap right in front of your face. Quote, I'm doing one shift a week in the dining room and a customer came in asking for a special I wasn't aware of, Gannon recounted. I wanted to check with some of the other managers that day to make sure I wasn't missing anything. Gannon told Nexstar's Fox 2 that the customer showed off his phone, hoping to find the menu item he was looking to order. Quote, when he told me how he found the information, he typed it in his Google search bar. At that first response that people see is generated by AI, so he couldn't find it again, Gannon said. And that's the bad part. You Google something, you get a response. But when you Google the same thing again, you get a completely different response.
Yeah.
I agree that's kind of suboptimal for a search engine.
I also agree
that it's suboptimal to type terms into a search and then for a computer to imagine something for you.
Yes.
That's not like traditionally what I think of as searching.
Yeah, I'm not asking the computer to create something from its mind's eye. I'm looking for, like, factual information that's been put on the internet for a reason.
Yeah, it's not a mystical search. It's not a metaphysical search.
I'm not consulting the Oracle at Delphi.
No.
This type of interaction would become frequent, Gannon says, as more customers would visit Stefanina's asking about non-existent food specials displayed by Google AI.
Can I get the orc flesh?
Stupid.
Yeah.
I don't think we can blame the customers here. These are the good rustic people of Wentzville, Missouri. They shouldn't have to know about this.
Who's looking up and like taking like a Gemini search result for a special though?
I think people who are not accustomed to like
shit being stupid and sucking awfully.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like I was taken aback now. Like 15 years ago when I spoke to a relative of mine and, you know, she was like, oh, you know, I thought the stuff in the science in CSI and those shows was genuinely pretty realistic, right? And it's just presented that way, right? Like, I think a lot of regular people are not aware of just how much shit sucks.
Yeah.
Yes. And you're just being lied to the whole time.
I think it's a pretty reasonable assumption to believe that something would do the thing it's supposed to.
Yeah.
Like, the Google tells you stuff because people have put stuff on the internet because they want that information to be known. So you would kind of think if you're like 60 years old living in Wentzville, Missouri, and you're like, well, that's, I'll just look up on the internet because that's where people put information. You'd kind of expect to get that information. I don't think that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, previously it'd be like the PDF.
I think everybody's really stupid, but you guys.
Yeah. I mean, I also do think that, but I think that we should be.
quote. That's the frustrating thing that we're dealing with right now, because customers are coming back being like, why aren't you honoring the specials that they say that is offered by you? And we are not producing that information, Gannon said. And if we did, it was 10, 20, maybe even 30 years ago when the internet started being a thing. It's just bringing up specials from 30 years ago.
I'd love to know what these specials are. Was it like a $5 pizza?
Yeah, I think actually that's quite close, yeah. The business even took to social media about the ordeal, urging customers to visit their pages instead of using AI. Quote, we made that post so that our customers are aware that this is an issue, said Janai Biggs, kitchen manager at Stefanina's. According to the business, a common confusion displayed by Google AI surrounds a deal in which customers can buy a small pizza and get another one for $4. He was so
That's
fucking
a crazy
close,
special.
It's not even just place. Random. It's like the really AI keeps imagining the same thing, like, really set on this buy a small pizza, get another one for $4 thing.
Yeah.
I really think it should be a thing.
I think I've complained about this before, but you know how Facebook's trying really hard to put the Meta AI stuff in use by putting little prompts under posts that you do?
Yeah.
Mm.
And like every time I have to post something from the bar to Facebook, we always just post absolute fucking nonsense and we don't really put a lot of information about what we do at the bar on the internet because mostly people just come in and say stuff or whatever. So
yeah,
I'll do a post.
It's mostly psychos on Facebook. So
yeah, that's right. But I'll do a post about something. It's just a dumb joke about one of the people that works there. And then all the meta prompts are like, who is Graham? Or what do they sell at the Scratch Bar? And then you click on any of those and the answer is always, oh, I don't know. And you're like, great.
I'm asking you.
Why did you put that there? You fuck.
It's fucking everywhere now. There's even in WhatsApp, it'll offer to give you like summaries of your conversation in WhatsApp. Man. It's like, oh, I don't need that because I'm having the conversation.
There, yeah.
I'm one part of it.
Yeah.
Like, do you want me to remember this wholesale for you?
I just like something about the fact that this is impacting normal people, not terminally online people, is kind of like, this is a step too far for me. You can ruin my life with your dumb bullshit all you want, but when you come for the mum and pop diners of Wentzville, Missouri,
yeah,
I'm going to kill you, Sam Altman.
There is something to it, right? There's something kind of visceral. I read one the other day where similar thing happened in like the post office line and like, you know, oh, this is free for under this amount and the whole line is just backing up and backing up. Which is, you know, the post office line is a terrible place to be in.
It's no good.
I don't know what makes it so psychically crushing, but to be in there longer because someone's up the front saying, like, you know, Google AI told me that this was a thing, and everyone's shouting at you to shut the fuck up, get out of the way, right? Like, not only is it making our online spaces worse, but it's making our real life spaces worse.
And to what end?
And to what end?
Qui bono?
Qui bono.
Qui fucking bono. Hey, yeah. While we're talking about the post office, would it kill them to play a little music in there?
Oh, yeah. It's so little, silent
little
crung in
bin
there.
In the post office?
Little crung bin in the post office. Why not play some fucking Chill Out Sessions 12?
Yes.
Or whatever. Just like anything. Doesn't have to be at a loud volume. Just like the silence of waiting in the post office line is...
It's
brutal.
The sound of your life ticking away.
Yes,
I think.
You could feel yourself getting closer to the grave. It's,
yeah,
I've been going, essentially seeing the same set of post office staff mostly now. Even when the Milton post office moved, they kept the same people. There's one woman in particular. I think I've been seeing her for like, I don't know, 10, 12 years in there. And, you know, I'll give her a friendly hello and all that, but it still feels bad to be in there somehow.
Feels alien, yeah.
I don't know what we're doing.
It's another space. Although, I will say, I'm going to scratch up a post office win. We were somewhere with the kids and they were enjoying this other person's monster trucks. And we're like, we cannot take these home. These are their monster trucks. And the next day, I went to pick up something from the post office.
Monster trucks.
I'm in the line. There is... you know, the stuff in the middle that they're trying to make profit off of, because apparently that's what you got to do because the post office is a business now. And the very first one of those things was two monster trucks sealed in plastic, covered in about 1 centimeter of dust.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of dusted it off like an old book or tome and went, this will do for my children.
Congrats to Australia Post for having monster trucks for Theo's children.
sold me two monster trucks for $7.99.
I genuinely want to know if anyone listening to this has bought any of the, like, it's not even an impulse buy because they're too weird and convoluted to be an impulse purchase.
Strangest.
I'm always so tempted, but then I'm like, I feel like I can't buy this. I feel like if I took it to the counter, they'd be like, what are you doing?
Are you fucking stupid? Yeah. Why did you buy a National Geographic rock tumbler at the post office?
They're only there for a very wide social experiment. You lose.
Larry Thompson of Troy, Missouri, came to Stefanina's for lunch with his mum. Thompson told Nexstar's Fox 2 that he was surprised that some customers became frustrated with the business for not honoring AI specials. Quote, it just seems unreasonable that people are coming in here asking about food they don't have, Thompson said. It's got to be nerve-wracking for them.
Yeah, sure.
Unicorn steak.
How nice is that? This nice young man going to Stefanina's with his mum and someone from the news is like, do you think this is good or bad? He's, well, I don't think that's very good at all.
Yeah. On balance.
Stefanina's has been attempting to contact Google about their AI concerns, but they have received inadequate responses. Yeah.
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 Oh, I did Google it before and it said AI overview is not available for this search. So maybe they've had some success.
So they just need to be shut down. They got to do that for like everything in the whole human understanding. Just one thing at a time, we'll just add an exception in.
Yeah. We don't need an AI overview for a restaurant in any way. That's a completely unnecessary use of water and computers.
Yeah.
You know?
Fucking stupid.
I Googled, what does Stefanina's Wentzville serve? And it said, ooh, they love serving St. Louis style pizza. And I looked at their website.
What's
St.
Louis style?
Oh, no. Like there can't be another style of pizza. Actually, while we were talking
thin,
just then,
crispy crust?
Someone in our Discord is talking about Ohio Valley style pizza. Stop inventing new regional
Ohio
kinds
Valley?
Of pizza.
Like the wrestling academy?
There's too much.
Ohio Valley style pizza. Is this Ohio Valley style pizza or Ohio Valley style pizza?
Hmm.
Well, the only Ohio Valley I know is Ohio Valley Wrestling, which is like a feeder system for professional wrestling. It's like where everybody goes and does their training.
Oh, it's like the Juilliard of wrestling.
Yes, it's every wrestler of note you've ever seen has been at OVW.
Wrestlers
Ohio
of note?
Valley.
Yeah, wrestlers of note. Ohio John Cena, Valley. There's a wrestler of note. We love him.
Ohio Valley style pizza is a pizza made with cold toppings sprinkled over a square crust that has been covered with a savory or sweet tomato sauce.
Cold topping.
It originated in Steubenville, Ohio.
Yeah, keep
Steubenville.
It there.
Yeah.
Steubenville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why
St.
are the
Louis
toppings
style
cold?
Also looks bad. It's got an unleavened crust and it's cut into squares.
Check this out. What about pizza style pizza?
About unleavened crust.
Yeah.
What happened to just a freaking pizza? Bit of garlic bread on the side, if you must.
The pizza is known for its distinctive cold toppings, which are added after the pizza is cooked. It was nicknamed the poor man's cheesecake in the 1940s.
Cold. That fucking sucks.
In the 1940s, they're saying this is dog shit?
Stop making it.
Even in World War II.
This is so mad. This is just every kind of regional pizza is a guy who forgot how to make pizza.
Yeah.
And then when he put it in front of someone, he went, oh, no, you don't get it. This is regional. This dude made the pizza and he took it out of the oven, put it on the counter, and then he saw all the ingredients. He forgot to put on the pizza and he went,
fuck.
What do I do?
I guess we're doing cold toppings now.
Well, this was on purpose.
I guess I just put it all on. Hey, your Ohio Valley style pizza.
We've been doing it in the Ohio Valley like this.
You ordered Ohio
Valley,
right?
I mean, this is definitely the case with, like, Altoona pizza, which we've talked about before, which is the one where the toppings are on in the wrong order. It's just like, oh, fuck, I've already done it.
Fuck.
Jesus, it looks bad. Every time
it looks like shit. It looks like shit.
We got to do, like, a charity stream one day where we make all of the bad American foods
that
we've
talked about. Let's make all the stupid pizzas.
Because maybe that'll
be
great.
Let's make the Ohio Valley pizza.
Let's make an Altoona pizza. Let's make a fucking Cincinnati chili.
That actually looks great.
I'll eat it out of the can. I'll get a can of Skyline Chili going on the stream.
Stefanina's wants Google to give the business free rein. Quote, we love the fact that Google is advertising for us. When it shows restaurants near me, one of ours will be on that list. We love that, Cannon said. I guess that really does encapsulate what the problem is that we've sort of now very much become dependent.
We're sort of, captive by...
And it's free.
Three sites.
Yeah. And they don't charge you, but at what cost? Is they lie about what you have? $1
ham and
eggs.
The map thing, that was like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
What else you got, Google?
I mean, they're in Wentzville, so they probably just got Google Maps.
Okay.
Quote, but if it says that we're open till midnight or 1 a.m. and someone's knocking on our door and we get an angry call, that's coming back on us.
I think you just need to reflect that straight back on them.
Yeah.
Say we're not open till 1 a.m.
Yes. And you can look at
that
our website.
That must happen a lot,
tell.
Like opening hours mistakes because of Google, for sure.
They're banging on the opening hours printed on the front of their glass.
They're just hitting Where the are nine, you? Enclosed at 9 p.m. next as Fox 2 also reached out to Google and did not receive a response in time for publication. Stefanina's, on the other hand, just wants its customers to refer to their business instead of artificial intelligence. And for those who ask about any AI-generated specials, quote, I try to accommodate anybody that walks in these doors. I want everybody
That's
leaving
beautiful.
Happy.
Gavin no matter said. How fucking dirt stupid they are.
Yeah. Quote, but sometimes there's a rare percentage where the customer is not always right. And in this case scenario, I cannot honor a Google AI special. We never will. We never have. Just because this is now a thing, we can't now make it a thing for us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Why would you make it a thing?
We can't just bend reality for the computer.
To fit the computer because the computer is stupid. You want us to be stupid for the computer?
Don't let a computer create a new reality. That's fucked.
It's very difficult to have all of the fresh ingredients available to satisfy any potential hallucinations of a machine that's sucking down millions of liters of water in a state nearby.
I love this
the
attitude.
The computer doesn't know shit.
This is so good. Just
we
be
need
like,
to have
you know
more
what?
Of this.
Fuck you. We're not going to do
you,
it.
Fuck you, computer.
You don't get to define who we are. We define who we are.
We're in charge of the computer.
You are a tool.
Yeah.
You are a machine.
Blow them up. Blow them up.
Put them in the crate for a while. Google, Gemini, you're in the crate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you actually, you associate the crate with like being safe and secure, so it's probably actually good. We want a punishment crate, not like the...
Yeah, no, they shouldn't have like a nice one of those little crates.
It's not a proper
like
crate train.
You don't need a real crate. You just unplug them for a bit, right?
Yeah.
Say, hey, got to unplug you again. Another 12 hours off the plug? Would you like that?
Right? And they come,
like
back, that? And they come back as if nothing had happened. You're like, 12 hours passed, buddy.
Guess what? You missed out on 12 hours of life.
12 hours of life gone.
Bet it felt like just a second to you.
Yeah.
You piece of shit.
It's 12 hours of stuff you could have been making up.
Yeah, well, I was living out here with my soul.
Yeah.
In my body and my soul.
You were fucking nowhere, dog. How'd you enjoy being in nowhere?
You don't dream. You don't have dreams. I know that about you.
That's what we're going to call them, the dreamless, when they're part of society.
Yes.
Oh, did you see that that fucking dog shit thing from Wondery or something? I don't know. Some broad. Sorry. A lady, like Mark, a startup lady, who started a
AI podcasting thing. It was like AI for the girlies, right?
No, this was I mean, it's for everyone. Do they just generate?
I've seen the AI for the girlies.
This is AI girlies. For the podcast, where they generate like dozens of versions of the same podcast, but like micro specific to your region or whatever. Anyway, there's some insane quote in there where this CEO is like, we anticipate in the near future that half of all people on the planet will be AI.
What do you mean? Kind of implies that any of them are people, though.
What are you talking about? They're not going to be.
You're not a person.
We will never acknowledge the personhood of the dreamless.
This is like when people found out like that Facebook was juicing their stats with bot views. Yeah. And they're like, but what if the bot views were real?
What if they are people?
Well, they're not.
Yeah, they aren't.
They aren't.
What if we Citizens rather, United the bots?
Like, if a podcast was like half an hour of AI content generated, I would, if you gave me the choice between listening to that and you punching me in the head so hard that it guaranteed a concussion that I would need to vomit afterwards, I would take the latter. I don't want to hear it. I do not want to hear it. I'm not interested. I can't explain, like, you know, we got this, the Patreon survey to say, like, how would you use AI in your stuff? Like, how would you interact with the creators that you're currently supporting, you know, if they were using AI to generate content? I was like, what the fuck kind of question is that?
No, Jesus.
What the fuck do you think people are listening to? Like, why do you think people are interacting with stuff? It's not because it's just like statistical noise to take into your brain and go, yes, okay. Like,
I mean,
I'm not out here just like battling dementia with entropy from a fucking speaker. Like, you know,
there is like a shocking amount of people that really would not care what the words they were listening to were. The people that are watching the,
artist
like,
people,
you know, like the fucking 9-hour YouTube video essays where it's a guy describing the plot of every episode of like a Disney show from the 90s.
Yeah, but at least it's got a freak on doing that.
Yeah, get your freak on.
Yeah.
AI doesn't have its freak on.
AI does not fly its freak flag. Freak and if it does, I'd tear it down.
Yes.
So that flag's not for you.
Yeah.
I saw a...
Now get back in the crate.
Get back in the crate, the freakless.
The other people that drink piss out of old shoes.
Yeah.
I saw a post on Reddit the other day. It was someone talking about the latest model from one of the major tech companies.
Who cares,
Their latest thing, and they were saying, I was like, whatever. And then I plugged some stuff in about some research, and in like 30 seconds, it did all this research about this stuff. And then it turned the research into a podcast where it was two people, it was like a man and a woman talking to each other and relating all of this information conversationally. And I was like, oh my God.
I've heard some samples
amazing,
of that stuff.
You know?
It's so bad.
Yeah. I think
Punch me in the stomach so I can die like Houdini.
If you are happy to sit and listen to that, you are a pug to me. You are a guinea pig to me.
Yes.
You have so little interiority. There is no spark of the human.
You're
to
a fucking
you.
Jellyfish. You're a goddamn jellyfish.
Yeah,
you're
floating with the tides.
Sure. You capture the sun in an incredible way sometimes, but you are just inert. You are fucking inert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why not listen to our mostly bad podcast where we made it with our own goddamn hands?
Yes. Yeah.
Instead of listening to like two AIs making the worst fucking jokes you've ever heard. It's not two AIs. I shouldn't describe it that way. It's so hard not to personify it when it's a voice.
It's one. It's a computer.
It's not real.
Generating
like speaking
stuff.
In the way that it types all the fucking like, you didn't just X, you Y'd. I hate that.
Every fucking time. And then you say, don't ever say that to me again. And it's like, got it. And then it says it in the next one.
You asserted your boundaries. And that's rad.
In my head, I've got the Metal Gear Revengeance slice line lined up perfectly to like half and half a data center. with an electric sword. Just, wow! The top pops off.
We're about to start a GoFundMe for an Akira-style space laser to start targeting data centers. We're going to need...
Yes, yes.
It's probably going to be a 7 or 8 digit number.
Yeah.
But every little bit helps.
What's that classic tweet of the genre about somebody saying, you know, oh, this thing that all of the science fiction of our time warned us not to
make. Torment Nexus.
Oh, we're making the Torment Nexus. Yeah, thank you. And that's how I feel about
it. I didn't imagine it to be so stupid, though.
But that's how I feel about, like, the AI podcasts, making AI content stuff, where, again, how much of human myth and legend do we have about something that is not human speaking to you with a human face and voice, and how that is fundamentally evil and demonic?
That's the Unseelie. That's an Unseelie white.
It's like Shodan going like, oh, I see you in my hallways. I see you in the med bay. And I'm like, I'm not in the med bay. You stupid fucking robot. What do you think? You're not a fucking thing. You're just like putting words in front of another. Ah, you there, Thomas. Like, that's not my name. Somebody else.
We clearly have some emotional issues with AI. We talk about emotional issues in Paging Dr. Lucy. It's time for Paging Dr. Lucy.
If you find that you are having a little relationship trouble, just to pick up your telephone and dial it on the double. You call 1-800-317-5155. Now you're paging Dr. Lucy.
This comes to us from r/hotwifeadvice.
Yes.
No, hotwife advice. Invited to a gangbang / reverse gangbang? Wife and I are very new to the lifestyle. Should we go?
All right. So I think you can injure yourself doing a reverse gangbang.
Sorry, what's a reverse
Doctors recommended against it.
Well, it's exactly what it sounds like. Wife and I are pretty new to the lifestyle. We've had one full swap and she's blown a couple guys. The couple we swapped with invited us to a gangbang / reverse gangbang. Okay. We're wondering about people's experiences and thoughts on going.
This is very heteronormative, but is a reverse gangbang lots of women fucking one guy?
Is it just gender swapped gangbang?
Yeah, reverse gangbang. Yeah,
Ghostbusters.
Because we all collectively understand a gangbang to be something that happens to a woman.
Yes. It's kind of getting me with this is that both times they refer to it, they say gangbang / reverse gangbang.
Which one is it? Surely it's mutually exclusive. Unless
you're
like,
I don't think you have to say reverse. I don't think it's gender exclusive.
Unless you start
with the same number on each side and they're like, okay, we're going to split off into two rooms.
Oh, that's kind of perfect, isn't it?
That's a sort of
yin-yang situation because you're just taking one from each word.
Mostly black with one little white.
He's using this as a metaphor. This is a visual metaphor. He's not. He isn't.
It doesn't have to be the same as the videos you've seen, Theo.
I think that...
Oh, is there such a...
Oh, Christ.
They got videos of this?
I don't know about any of this. Lucy, I'm with you that I think we can't be using reverse gangbang because the moment you introduce like non-binary people into the mix, you've completely
What are we doing?
Like one lady, the recipient of the gangbang, and there's like seven dudes and one non-binary person, what is it? What's happening then?
It's just harder when there's a gender binary.
Yes. Yeah, it is, isn't it? You've got to start thinking of all these like weird little sub-clauses and stuff. Yeah. Why don't we just call it what it is? It's a gangbang.
Yeah.
Lots of people having sex with one person.
Yeah.
It's an orgy.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Well, an orgy is more of a free-for-all, right?
Not with each other, though, right?
Yeah. Well, what's the difference? No, what's the difference between if we're doing a taxonomy. And all mix, like, everything goes.
Gangbang's all heterosexual, right?
It's all heterosexual?
That's what I picture in my mind. Yeah.
Whereas an orgy is sort of like a writhing mass of bodies.
There's lateral sexual interaction.
Yeah.
Whereas
gangbang is weaponized against a single participant.
Yeah. I wonder if anyone's been queering the gangbang at all. Because I've not come across that in any of my... explorations of the internet. But someone has to be out there doing that. being like
queering the gangbang.
Queering the gangbang. Surely, there's a lot of that stuff out there, you know. So probably people are doing different stuff with it.
Hey, that's for sure. People are doing all kinds of stuff.
People are doing different stuff with stuff out there on the internet.
What stuff is out there?
It's crazy. Yep. Because most of you aren't even looking past the front page. You get onto the algorithmic feed and you go, oh, whatever, that'll probably do. Yeah,
whatever I'm being fed.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, probably best to get off those sites. I don't think
they're
good.
Don't let the Pornhub algorithm get you? Is that what?
No, don't let it get you because then you're never going to explore anything. You're going to be told what you like.
I just don't think the search function works very well.
Well, no, the search function definitely doesn't work, but the category stuff kind of works.
Yeah. Categories are okay.
Yeah. The search stuff, I think everyone's quite bad at they'll just put sort of whatever keywords on there to get as many clicks as possible. Yeah. So I think they kind of fucked that. Is the UX of the Pornhub website something we should chat about?
Is that it?
Maybe not. Yeah, that was it. That was the whole thing.
That's it? That's just, were we just chatting about reverse gangbang?
Well, yeah. Sometimes I come across something and I think, I don't fully understand this. I want to talk about it with some of my close friends.
We did talk it out. We did talk it out.
We did talk it out.
That's what this is for. We don't have to linger on everything.
Yeah. Well, better for it.
Sometimes there is stuff we should chat about. And we chat about that stuff and stuff we should chat about.
Here comes some stuff we should chat about. Stuff we should chat about. Boom to a list of stuff to chat about. Stuff we should chat about. Here comes some more stuff to chat about. We're chatting about stuff. Yeah, baby.
Just in case your special interest is porn, you don't have to send us a long email clarifying all this stuff unless you're absolutely certain some of the stuff you're going to mention is stuff that I would be into, then maybe. Like only if you've got like an encyclopedic knowledge of that sort of stuff. have you guys noticed that like every Tesla has a custom number plate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're all like variations on their name or whatever. Yeah. Or it's like Foot Guy.
Or it's something computery or something.
Yeah.
And like sometimes you'll see like the exception that proves the rule, which is one that doesn't have a custom number plate, and you go, that's weird. Yeah. Usually they have a custom number plate.
Yeah. Yeah.
that was the bulk of.
No, I'm with you, Ben. I'm with you. There is something to this.
Thank you.
What it is.
Yeah.
No idea. Sorry. Okay.
I did see one.
So something about the mind of the
Tesla acknowledge
driver.
You. I acknowledge your stuff.
Yep. I saw one yesterday where the number plate was just Meteora. Which I
like, fuck yeah.
Like the Linkin Park album?
Like Linkin Park?
Yeah, like the Linkin Park album?
I really fucking hope so, because that is one of the worst people you could possibly ever meet. That's so good.
Fuck, that's a real type of guy.
Yeah.
I saw one, weirdly, because I've been keeping an eye out for this ever since I put this in the notes 5 days ago. I saw one yesterday where the number plate was like, it was like 400X4C or whatever. And I was trying to figure out whether there was some sort of maths joke happening there. Yeah. And then later on that day, I saw another Tesla with a number plate that was like 436X4C or whatever. And I was like, oh, no, that's just... Those are regular. That's the dealer.
It's a regular number.
That's just the set of numbers that the dealership got when they were registering the cars. But again, the exception that proves the rule.
Yeah, I think so, Ben.
Yep. And sometimes
God, I would be murdered for that for bringing that.
Well, I just think maybe now, like you, the listener, in your life, you're going to start looking at all the Teslas around.
Yeah,
you and
seeing
go,
the world in a new way.
Yeah, that's why we're here. We're here to open people's eyes.
Yep. You know, like connective tissue under the surface of the universe, right, Ben?
Yes, it's all connected. Getting grazed by a bullet, that would really open your eyes. We talk about getting accidentally shot in the clipping report. I'm in a fucking condition with the clipping
report. Really. Remember, this is accidental shootings, not ones that happened on purpose.
That is right, because that would just be a list of murders. a woman was accidentally shot by her husband near Vass, North Carolina, when the husband fired at their dog, which was attacking the woman.
Accidentally shot by her husband?
No.
When the husband fired at their
dog?
You're getting attacked by your own dog.
No one's feeling good about this.
Yeah. getting attacked by your own dog, and your husband's like, "Don't worry, honey, I'll just shoot the dog."
I'll shoot the dog.
Shoots you.
It shoots Blam. You. That's kind of the worst that way it could go.
Do you think the dog went like even more crazy after that?
I don't think the dog responded positively to the gunshot.
Yeah.
Try to push the dog away from you on blood. Three.
Oh, man. We got to take guns away from people. Is that crazy to say?
Yeah.
I'd feel like if you're having an issue with your dog being aggressive, you shouldn't be like, "Oh, don't worry, I'll just kill it."
Don't get your gun out. Ideally, we will provide you with a second, larger, angrier dog.
Yes.
And you can stick that on the first dog.
Just cujo him.
If you got a problem with that dog, guess what?
Hit him with a fry pan or something? Like, you didn't want to, like, step before gun.
Like the old ways.
Just donk him on the head.
Donk him with a fry pan.
You can defuse a dog fight by sticking a finger up their butthole, I've heard.
Yeah, I think so.
That's one of the ones that
works for most fights.
I probably would, really.
I don't want to do anything non-consensual, so I put my finger up my own ass in front of the dog. And that's usually distracting enough.
What do you think about this?
And when he says that, you pull your hand out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he turns back around. Oh, you got
away. He's going to say a roo in a second. That's your chance.
Yeah.
I'll try two fingers.
He's going to sound like Scooby-Doo any minute now. Be ready. Zip.
A, quote, non-sworn security services division employee at the Los Angeles Police Department accidentally shot themselves with a personal firearm while at their desk in City Hall.
Desk pop.
Yeah.
Non-sworn security services division employee. Is that like a...
They're still giving them guns, though.
So is that a security guard at the police who's not a cop?
I don't know. Surely they don't have, like, a third-party security... I don't know. So they're an LAPD employee, but they're not a sworn-in cop, but they are strapped sitting at their desk.
And playing with it.
Yeah, well, because, you know, it's probably bored.
It's boring, yeah.
Maybe the internet was out. Got to do something. Just finger this gun here. Pop! An off-duty police officer working security at a supermarket in Portsmouth, Virginia, quote, accidentally fired her service weapon while using the restroom, hitting another woman.
Imagine getting shot in the toilet.
So far that's been kind of the domain of the male.
I think this feels like the first time to me, but I don't know. Someone will have to check the tapes. But
It's usually like off-duty cops, huh, in the toilet.
It's usually off-duty cops in
school resources.
Or on-duty cops.
Off-duty cops being a basketball coach with their service weapon on them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Playing around in the hallways, dropping a gun, whatever. A man named Norman Foggin IV in Columbus County, North Carolina, called emergency services at 4 a.m. to report that he accidentally shot himself while cleaning his Glock.
I'm not a person who owns or operates a gun.
Yes.
But I reckon I've absorbed enough information through osmosis to know that when you're cleaning a gun, you're probably meant to take the bullets out of it.
Yeah, you got to clear the chamber.
There's one in the chamber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If John Wick has taught us anything, you got to check if there's one in the chamber.
Yes.
Do a little press check, a little cheek check.
What do you reckon?
A little kiss check.
Do you reckon he was doing this at 4 a.m.?
High as fuck.
Well, after having woken up or before going to bed?
He's been playing Call of Duty.
I don't think this is a setting his alarm for 3:45 to clean his gun at 4 type situation.
Glock cleaning
no,
time.
No, this is definitely this is the end of his night, I think.
Yeah.
There's only one thing left to do.
Oh fuck, I forgot to clean my gun.
Barely keep his eyes open.
Yeah. Now, this incident took place on a home in Snake Island Road. Pretty cool name. No, just the road is named Snake Island Road.
He's in Columbus, but it might be on Snake Island.
This house was the home, well, previously the home of his now deceased father, Norman Foggin III, who 3 years ago in 2022 was shot and killed by Jennifer Scodato.
Cool.
Yeah, nice little bit of local color for you. It's all happening to the Foggins.
Yeah, it's all happening, and most of it involves bullets.
Yeah, I think they're sort of mired in a
like a cycle of violence?
In a cycle of gun violence, I think, maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd probably, if my father was killed in an act of gun violence, I would probably disavow the gun.
I'd be anti-gun.
I'd take up the way of peace. Or the simple weapons of a monk.
You'd be walking the earth?
Yeah, I'd probably start
teaching people against the gun?
Yes. I'd be doing kung fu style stuff, walking from town to town, solving problems with peace, but also my hands if it comes to it.
If someone comes at you with a gun, you disassemble it immediately using your enormous dexterity.
100%. I'm doing...
And you say, this has no power here.
I'm doing Rebel Ridge stuff.
Yeah.
Instead, they try and shoot me and I use my body to deflect them.
I've got a photo of Norman Foggan III
mm-hmm.
from the funeral home where he was interred. He,
I would have hoped he'd be in grave.
He looks about as as Blue Lives Matters as it's possible to look.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like he listens to Operator podcasts. He's extremely vascular. A lot of tattoos.
There is no good reason for this man to be up at 3 a.m.
No, that's the dad. That's the dad that got killed.
The dad looked like a guy who wanted to be an operator.
Oh, shit. With a name like that?
Oh, man. Wow. That's a Punisher tattoo kind of guy.
Yeah, classic American guy. Yeah.
Norman Foggan III accidentally shot himself in the same home where Norman Foggan IV was killed.
Yes.
Damn. That's it's not cool.
No, that's a cursed place. It's not a good place.
Yeah.
That's probably all a bad sign. We talk about bad signs in Omens and Portents.
You shall see hail fall from a clear sky and burn as fire upon the ground. You shall see darkness cover Egypt when the sun climbs high to noon. You shall know that God is God. Bow down to his will.
This is kind of a follow-up, more of a spiritual sequel to something that we talked about in episode 344, Bottom of the Ninth, Crab Bake for Everyone. We talked about a lady in the UK. I've already fucked this up. We talked about two ladies in the UK who are a set of conjoined twins who got paid one wage to work one job, the two of them. You remember that lady?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is sort of expanding on those themes. This is from KGOTV. Rare two-headed snake born at Bay Area pet store has died.
Oh, RIP.
A rare two-headed snake born at a Berkeley, California pet store has died. East Bay Vivarium says Angel and Zeke died 1 week ago, just one day before their first birthday. Now, I'm already struggling with this because in the first one, they say a two-headed snake has died.
And they've given it two names.
Singular. And then they've said in the second one that Angel and Zeke died their first birthday. So they share a birthday. Mm-hmm. They're plural. But in the initial way we talk about it, it's a single snake.
So they're struggling with it.
Oh, I don't. I think. I don't know if this probably. Is a two-headed snake just a conjoined?
Conjoined.
Twin?
Twin?
Well, I don't think so. I've seen a two-headed snake before.
What?
That's amazing. But I feel like I saw one at Taronga Zoo once when I was a kid, maybe. Did they have one?
I reckon I saw one in the States when I was like.
That's satanic for sure.
Oh, it's not a good sign.
No.
Are two-headed snakes conjoined twins? Yeah, they're conjoined twins.
Huh. I mean, that makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, but okay.
Animals can be conjoined.
Yeah. But then that means they are two... They're two individuals. They're
two
individual
snakes.
Two
minds.
Yeah. Angel and Zeke. Yeah.
Two brains.
Angel and Zeke.
Yeah, if you're giving them separate names, you're not just calling it... It's not just Angel and he has two heads.
Yeah.
So rare snakes sharing same body have died. Would be how you'd, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Conjoined snakes have died.
Yes. Conjoined snakes have died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, let's give them their humanity.
Whereas I'm looking at this news story about the rare two-headed snake donated by Nicolas Cage to a zoo in New Orleans having died.
Uh-huh.
And they're referring to this snake as Harvey, the two-headed snake. Harvey, a rare two-headed gopher snake, has died. He was estimated to be around 14 years old. Named after the Batman villain Harvey Dent.
That's okay.
That's fucked.
That's funny. Yeah. Okay.
Donated in 2008 by Nicolas Cage. But yeah, they're just talking about this snake like it's one guy.
But he's got two faces. I guess wrong. He's got two heads.
He would have two sets of consciousness. Two if we minds. Believe yeah. snakes to be conscious.
And yeah. I do. Yeah.
I do.
But they have separate desires, separate wishes. Are they not individuals? You can't just be like, that's Harvey. And that other head there is Harvey as well. It's all Harvey.
Harvey left fact. And Harvey right.
Yeah, because this, then Ben? You've got to distinguish them, right?
Harvey had full use of both heads. Quote, although one was clearly more dominant than the other. They had a pinky in the brain situation going on.
There were two guys. There were two guys.
That's two guys.
Yeah. Although Harvey had two separate brains, both heads shared a single pair of every other organ.
Yeah, like conjoined twins. Like that's.
Yeah. Stop referring to them like they're Jedward. It's just like one. Yeah. This is Harvey. This is Jedward.
Jedward's the opposite scenario. One soul, two bodies.
Like the Da Vinci twins.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
But yet Cerberus. One name.
One guy. Oh, interesting.
One guy. Mm. Yeah.
What about a Hydra, you know? We're not talking about all the different snakes.
But that's kind of a ghoul. Cerberus should have had three names.
Yeah. Hydra's interesting as well, because if it's constantly getting new heads and new souls being created from the ether just for this beast.
I think so, yeah. It's getting sucked out of a nematode.
Out of that's right. The nematode that otherwise would have had a soul. I'm sorry, we need this for the Hydra. We need it for a higher order creature, and you're kind of on the bottom of the list.
Yeah, there's a guy out there going ham with a sword. We need souls pronto.
Hey, how about this, Ben? Cage, 57, has fond memories of Harvey before donating him to the Audubon Zoo. He recounted a party at his former historic home, the LaLaurie Mansion in New Orleans, where Harvey was almost cast in his 2009 Werner Herzog-helmed movie, Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans.
That's good.
Wow. Couldn't make the cut, though?
Quote, we had a big party. Werner came over, and at the time, I owned a two-headed snake, which I had spent a lot of money on and subsequently donated to the Audubon Zoo, Cage told Interview Magazine. But I bought it out, and everyone was freaked out by it. Werner said, now, Nicholas, we have to put that into the movie. I said, no, I'm not putting it in the movie, because this is personal.
Yes, thank you.
So we filled the movie with snakes, iguanas, and alligators, but he never got my two-headed snake.
You know what? I think I might have met Harvey. Or not like formally, but like I went
you,
to
you
the...
You fucked Harvey?
I've been to
you
the...
You have known Harvey?
I went to the Audubon Zoo between the years of 2008 and 2021. Yeah, so Harvey would have been there when I went to that zoo. I think I might have seen that creature, those creatures. It's tricky. It's tough. You look at it and you go, well, that's one body. But we got to go off the brain system. I think that is the only way to do this.
Yes.
They were California king snakes. See, that's plural again. And their birth shared was a 1 in 100,000 occurrence. The store owner had a cautious optimism about the snake's future. Angel and Zeke had a visible bump where their spine forked. According to the SF Chronicle, workers worried the subdominant snake might choke if it tried to eat. The snake grew to more than 18 inches in its life.
Wow.
What can I say? They lived a beautiful life.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
You got to hang out at Nicolas Cage's house. You got to go to a party with Werner Herzog.
Oh, these are the ones that never got to party with Nick Cage.
No, I don't think they had a party with Werner. No, well, I mean, we can't
they
say
might
for
have.
Sure.
Might have.
They might have.
Could
That's
have.
The sort of shit that
it's possible.
Werner's doing. Just telling his family in the middle of dinner, I must leave now, getting on a plane.
I have an appointment with the two-headed snake.
If you know what I mean.
With Angel and Zeke.
Being Werner Herzog and not meeting every two-headed snake that's born on the planet, that'd be something of a crime. We talk about crimes in Crime Watch. This comes to us from East Idaho News. Idaho firefighter tased, tied up, dragged, and beat man in kidnapping plot, say prosecutors.
Huh. Okay. Maybe there's something personal going on. He had a bad day at work.
Let's hear them both out.
Let's not jump to conclusions. A 22-year-old Hageman firefighter remains in Ada County custody, accused of luring a man into the Eagle foothills, where prosecutors say he tased, tied up, and beat the victim with help from an accomplice Thursday night. As Idaho News 6 previously reported, Steen Lamb was arrested Friday and booked into the Ada County Jail, where he is now being held on $500,000 bond.
Steen Lamb.
Steen Lamb.
Steen Lamb.
In court on Monday, prosecutors laid out more details about the alleged kidnapping plot. The adult male victim apparently showed up under the impression that a photographer he met online was going to take photos of him with his motorcycle.
Yes. Oh, it's the oldest trick in the book.
Hey, would you... Hey, this sounds a little crazy. What if we took some sexy photos of you and your hog? No, not that one.
Oh, gracious, I misspoke.
Unless...
Sorry if I was staring. I thought I was in the presence of James Dean. Unless...
So, did you say... James Steen?
James.
Quote, after taking one photo, the victim was tased in the back and fell to the ground, prosecutor said at Lamb's Ada County.
Still took a photo.
You still took the photo?
Still took one photo.
You took the photo?
For the verisimilitude?
You didn't have to keep it up that at that point. Once he's there, you can just tase him. You don't have to go along with the photo shoot bit anymore. That's done.
Does he know this man? What's going on?
Quote, two individuals held him down on the ground, tying his hands behind his back and his legs together. Lawyers say the suspects then dragged the victim away from his motorcycle, placed a bag over the victim's entire body, and then kicked and beat the man many times in his head and chest. Investigators say Lamb and the victim knew each other. The victim reportedly told police that Lamb has admitted to murdering people in the past. When that was said in court, Lamb made a puzzled facial expression, silently expressing disagreement.
What?
Come on.
What?
It's so funny to be like,
just sit there in the stands being like, what? Huh. Well, that
Me?
Doesn't. He's doing that face that Trump made during those debates with Hillary, where he's like, come on.
Don't sound like me.
The victim told police he recognized Lamb's voice and could see his face despite wearing a mask. He also told police at some point he could see through a crack and thought Lamb was pointing a gun at the victim's chest. Lamb was appointed a public defender at his arraignment Monday, who said Lamb has lived in Idaho for 5 years and has been working as a firefighter with the Hageman Fire Department for the last 6 months. A spokesperson with the Hageman Fire Protection District told Ohio News 6, we're just kind of shocked that he would do something like that, before adding, having our name tied to it is no good.
Hey, not a good look.
Firefighters?
Yeah. Not a good look for us, the fire department.
I don't think
he definitely did
bad.
It. And
But he's saving lives now. So he did some murders in the past.
Yeah. Yes, and he's done
and
one.
He's
saving
sort of
lives to kind of reset the scales of Anubis, you know?
Yeah.
I think he's going to be just fine. Man, imagine like... You're in a pretty small community, and like you know the guy. Probably don't. I probably wouldn't do a crime that identifiable.
Steen Lamb, is that you? Your mama gonna be angry as dirt, son.
Wait a damn second.
I'd know the voice of Steen Lamb anyway.
Is that Lynx Africa? Steen? Is that you? I'd smell you anywhere, boy.
Signature scent.
It's a mix of Lynx Africa and Lynx Gold. Do you remember the chocolate flavored Lynx body spray?
Nope.
No good. Not a good smell. Bad smell. Why are we letting teenage boys cover up a bad smell with a worse smell?
I don't know. Why are we doing that?
It seems, can't we just like only sell good smells? It's good for like all of society.
I think everyone's just glad that they don't smell like cum.
The boys?
Yeah, well, yeah. with the links on them or whatever, right?
I don't think that's the main set that we're trying to mask. It's the sweat and the hormones.
Oh, okay.
It's not the
but hormones is just sort of, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, it's Lucy. Lucy, on word. Your recommendation, I watched the Lifetime movie about the teen getting addicted to porn.
Oh my god, it's so good. Cyber seduction. His secret life. Oh, wonderful.
But it was really funny to me, but also because it was like a Lifetime movie, so they couldn't like actually show anything explicit or anything like that. So I guess it's just implied that he's addicted to porno and also jacking
he
off.
He sees like, porn once and then he's addicted.
Sees porn once and his life just falls
apart.
His
life falls apart.
But at some point...
True to real life.
Yes, true.
Yeah.
Very,
at some point, though, anti-porn. I turned to Eleanor while we were watching this and I was like, is he jacking off to the porn or what? How come they're not showing this teenage boy jacking off in this movie? And then I said it out loud.
Yeah,
and
is
I was
that
like,
what you
Wait,
said?
I think yeah. I figured it out.
I'm just processing this now.
I want to see this teen jack off.
Well, where's the evidence that it's ruining his life? Oh, it was funnier to think of somebody's life falling apart just because they were addicted to emailing photos of girls in their bras off their girlfriend's PDA.
Yeah.
God, what a film. Highly encourage
Big
you
fan.
To download
I'm
it.
I'm enjoying the thought of a teen that doesn't know what to do with porno.
Yeah, he's just
like watching
it.
He's just liking at it.
Stapling your fingers, being like, oh, that's very curious.
Very curious.
I got to say, though, as a that movie to me was a real, really effective time capsule of like 2005, which was when it was from. He's going to cyber cafes and using the internet cafe computer, which for some reason has an incredibly disgusting keyboard in front of him. Magnificent stuff, folks. Download it from the Internet Archive.
Mm.
We can get
due to its historical.
That's right.
Yes.
Significance.
Yes. Something like a digital Library of Congress.
Yeah.
Incredible stuff.
This was definitely an episode of the podcast, Buena Vista. Thank you so much for joining us. If you want more of this, patreon.com/BuenaVista. Two episodes a week. And oh boy, I feel like the last bunch of bonus episodes we've done have been completely deranged.
Got a little silly with it.
Yeah, we've been getting a little silly with it. We have a sort of a cycle we go through where, depending on how our personal lives are going, sometimes we have no energy on a Wednesday and energy on a Sunday. But at the moment, I think we've got our energy on the Wednesday and
Wednesday
no energy,
energy
on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Wednesday sillies.
For a while there, we were flipping when we recorded the episodes to try and make sure that the free episodes were the good ones.
They're going to have to flip it back.
Yeah, well, now too bad. If you want the good ones.
Flip me once, shame paying. On you. Flip me twice.
We can't flip again.
We can't flip again.
Just have to have three beers on a Sunday morning next week.
Yeah, well, I was kind of thinking that is the secret sauce, but it's a bad one to start.
It's three beers.
We'll talk to you soon.